The 17th century was the golden age of Dutch art and culture, when exploration, colonization, science, and technology shaped new perceptions of the world. Scientific advancements like the microscope and telescope encouraged the direct, first-hand study of nature. Even the newly accepted Copernican theory that the Earth revolves around the Sun contributed to a spirit of rational observation. Under these revolutionary influences, a new style of art emerged, which reflected a growing fascination with the actual world. At the beginning of the century, the provinces of the Netherlands were colonies of Catholic Spain. Within a few years, the northern provinces, including modern-day Holland, succeeded in liberating themselves and setting up a Protestant republic. But Flanders in the south remained under Spanish rule. There, in what is Belgium today, power and money were concentrated in the hands of the Crown and the Catholic Church. Together, these formidable institutions all but monopolized Flemish art, resulting in commissions for grand, large-scale works suitable for palaces, public halls, and cathedrals. In the new Dutch Republic, however, there were few palaces, and in the Calvinist churches, iconoclasts, or image breakers, had swept away religious imagery in favor of bare, unadorned walls. But for their own homes and public buildings, the prosperous Dutch eagerly sought paintings of all kinds, from still lifes to portraits to genre paintings and seascapes, giving rise to some of the greatest artist careers of the day. Vermeer, Rembrandt, Frans Hals, and Jan Steen are but a few of the names that evoke the golden age of Dutch painting. Their work is an enduring testament to the great wealth and appreciation for art that dominated the Netherlands at the time.